Hello, and welcome to the Affordable Housing Tips Radio Show. My name is Mark Lynn, and I'll be your host. We're broadcasting our show courtesy of Access Humboldt on KZZH 96.7 FM in Humboldt County, California. Our show is brought to you by AffordableHousingTips.com, where we report on the latest news, developments, and trends in affordable housing from around the world. In this show, I'll share with you the ideas, innovations, and strategies we've uncovered, all designed to help you improve your living situation and save money on housing. So, let's go ahead and get started with today's show. So today, we're fortunate enough to be interviewing Don Chin, who is a real estate broker with Community Realty here in Eureka, California, in beautiful Humboldt County. And we're going to talk about a number of things affecting the housing market, local and national. And Don is going to give us some pointers and some good ideas on things that you can do to make the most of it all. So, Don, did I introduce you reasonably accurately?
You did. You did. Thanks, Mark. It's been a while. I know that you moved to Humboldt. How many years now? Like 15? No,
Don,
not that many.
You're close. We came up in 2007, and okay. We might as well start right out with a personal note. Don Chin, in addition to being a fabulous real estate agent here in the county, is the very first person that Elizabeth and I had any dealings with in Humboldt County. We first met Don when we were in San Diego. We reached out looking for realtors. We decided to move up here, and that's how we met Don. And that was 12 years ago.
Yeah, I'm your ambassador, your Redwood Coast ambassador. That seems like just yesterday, but it's been over a decade. And we need to have a face-to-face one of these days instead of just the cyber interview. But I always love to hear from you guys and see what you're up to and kind of doing this technology thing. It's an honor to be here with you, Mark.
Oh, thank you, Don. Thank you. And likewise. And as far as the face-to-face, it's a lot easier than some of our Zoom interviews. We interviewed someone from Ireland recently, and she had mentioned that she kind of wished it was a face-to-face because she'd never been to Humboldt County, but that's a separate story. But if you're ready, I guess we could get into it. We've got a few questions here that we've prepared to talk about for the interview.
Okay.
So shall we give it a shot, see what happens?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Don, for our first question, our first discussion topic, we're going to talk about this year, the current year. How would you recap the residential real estate market in 2019 for Humboldt County? What has been the greatest influence on the market locally? What would you say?
Well, it's a two-part question there. I'd say it's a healthy market, particularly if you're a seller. So, you know, usually there's a seller's market and a buyer's market. A seller's market is generally favorable if you're looking to sell your home and hopefully profit from it. That makes it more difficult for buyers because there's low inventory right now. And so there's a demand on housing. And so most homes that are on the market don't last very long if they're well priced. I'd say the median time on the market's less than 20 days. And recently on my own, I've experienced putting in offers and there's multiple offers, even for a house that just hit the market. So that shows me that there's a lot of buyers out there and they're not really, and when they see something they like, there's usually multiple interest in it, especially if it's a reasonably priced home. And right now, our median home price in Humboldt County is in the mid 300 range. So roughly about 325, 330 is kind of where most homes are selling. And so if you get a home that's in that range or less, you're pretty much probably going to see, you know, competition for that type of house. So in other terms, the market's good and it's prices of homes are increasing in Humboldt. And I would say that we're experiencing maybe a 5% increase in prices from last year. So there's been an upward trend. And if you'd like me to kind of share with you a graph that one of my coworkers did, I could maybe explain that a little bit better if you'd like, Mark. Would that be helpful?
Yeah, if you would like to, sure, go ahead.
So I'll do that, and I'll also kind of add some other thoughts on that. So let me go to my screen sharing here, and I will pull up a...
And let me interject real quick before you start. At this point in the interview, we're going to be having some visuals, and this audio is also going to wind up on the local radio station. So for the benefit of the radio viewers, radio listeners, if you go to affordablehousingtips.com and click on radio shows, you can see the write-up for this show with Don Chin. And I'll have links to the graphics and things he talks about there if you want to see them.
Great.
Go ahead.
The chart that I pulled up was graciously shared to me with my coworker, Charles McCann, who's been a broker in our area longer than I have. I'm on my 21st year as a real estate broker. Charles has been in the business probably, I don't know if he's been here twice as long as me, but he's a legend. And one thing that I like about Charles and that he shares with us in our office is a bunch of charts that he affectionately calls chartles.
Chartles, and okay.
This is one of them. And what you're seeing here is a graph that shows how many single family residences has been on the market from January 06 up to January 2020. Now, obviously we haven't hit January 2020 yet.
Wow.
So he just put this to share with us in the last week. And he normally, every time we have a monthly office meeting, he'll bring out these charts to kind of give all of us agents a snapshot of what the market's doing. So I want to graciously give Charles a shout out for his allowing me to share this. But you can see based on, I don't know if you can see my mouse. Can you see my mouse when I'm sharing?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so this where I'm pointing here is where the chart starts. So in January 06, we had, you know, just about 500 homes on the market. And then over the next, 13 years, the graph goes, you know, dips up and down, year by year. You can kind of see where we're at. So, you know, way back in at the end of 06, there was almost 800 homes on the market. And that was like a lot of inventory. Right now, if you're looking at October 2019, we're kind of in the low, you know, below 450. So right now, I would consider that a low inventory. So that's why we're seeing kind of the multiple offers and things and so forth. And we've been kind of in a low inventory for a while. And so it's been a seller's market for, you know, the last few years. But anyways, one of the things that really influences our market, Mark, is the interest rates for home buyers. Sure. And I just checked online with, Quicken. Quicken has a website called quickenloans.com. And I'm going to share it. Does that come up right now? Can you see that?
Yeah, today's mortgage rates. Sure.
So you can see today's mortgage rates. You know, anything that's under 4 is a pretty attractive rate. I mean, when I got into the business, it was much higher than this. And I've just been seeing the interest rates really very attractive for the last few years, and which is good for me because I like to help buyers and sellers. And my business is kind of primarily half and half. Sometimes I work with buyers and sometimes I work with sellers, and I don't, you know, if I can see a rate that's, you know, a fixed rate of 3 in the high 3s, you know, that's a really good deal. So that's what I think is really helping buyers, is getting a low interest rate. Therefore, their monthly payment is, you know, manageable. I've heard horror stories from people that were in the business before I got in, maybe in the 80s, where the interest rate was like 18 or 19%, or I don't know. You've been around a while. Do you recall like a really?
I was just gonna say. I think it was either the Carter era or maybe the beginning of the Reagan era. So you're right. It was either late 70s, early 80s. It seems like it was Carter, but yeah, well, I remember double digit.
I can't imagine you know, being excited about like a double digit interest rate, but that's kind of what the United States was dealing with at the time. But I've been fortunate, you know, for the most part, the market's been really good. I did buy my last home kind of during the height of the market, which was, I think, in 2006. So my house has appreciated a little bit in value, but not a whole lot from that time, because that was kind of when home prices were at their peak. So anyways, that's just kind of a general idea of what your interest rates are right now. You know, there's a VA loan and a 15-year fixed, which is nice if you can afford that. FHA loans seem very popular right now. Those are what a lot of home buyers are using, because it's very low down payment as well. So that's something that people like. So if I can pull up another chart, sure. I wanted to show you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So here's another chart from Charles, and maybe I can zoom in a little bit. So there's two graphs. One's a blue one and one's a red one. So the red line is the 3-month moving average on median home prices in Humboldt, and the blue line is the 12-month moving average. So you can see down at the bottom of the graph, it shows you every month from 2001 up to, you know, January 2021. So he's thinking a little bit in advance, but you can see from like the last January 2013, prices have been steadily going up. So like about 6 years ago in 2013, our median home price in Humboldt County was in the 225 range. Wow. So right now we're almost like 100,000 more than that 6 years later. So you see that the median home price has grown quite a bit over the last 6 years.
And yeah.
So that pretty much means, you know, if you want to get a nicer, like a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, maybe around 1400, 1500 square feet with a garage, you're probably looking at this price, like in the 320 to 330, 340 range.
Okay.
So anyways, hopefully that helps, and I'll stop the sharing. But did you have any questions about any of the graphs or data?
Well, on the previous one, there was one point, I wasn't sure of exactly when, what year it was, but there was one point where the numbers were really, really way low. The inventory was way low, and I'm just curious if there's any, if you remember what it was that accounted for the ultra low inventory, if there was any unusual thing going on in the county, or
I can't remember which graph that was.
It was the one that your colleague had created.
Oh, okay.
That
I think
showed the numbers of homes for sale.
Yeah, I think.
And there was a point right there where it
would. Wow. Yeah. Wow. 2017. That is really low. I don't know. That's something I probably have to ask Charles, why things got that low of inventory. But that was a rough time for realtors. If you weren't, you know, you probably didn't want to get into the business in January 2017.
Yeah.
But I've noticed over the last couple of years, there's a lot more newer agents coming into the business. But yeah, if you got into the market when there was less than a couple hundred or 300 homes on the market, it was feast or famine.
Yeah. But interest rates were low then also, as I recall. So that would have been a heck of a seller's market, would it not, with so few for sale?
Yeah. Of course, yeah, you would think that. But, right now, around 400, under 450 is kind of what we're looking at. And I'm plenty busy, but I've been in this business for a while. So it's, you really have to hustle when you get into the business of as being a realtor, because is, you don't make salary. You got it. Most agencies are strict commission basis.
Oh yeah.
So don't quit your job if you're going to be.
No, I understand. Produce or starve.
You're listening to KZZH 96.7 FM in Humboldt County, California. KZZH has been brought to the air by Access Humboldt. You can reach Access Humboldt at their website, accesshumboldt.net. The Affordable Housing Tips radio show is produced by affordablehousingtips.com. Whether you're affected directly by rapidly increasing housing prices, or if you're just curious about the various things creative people all over the world are doing to deal with the problem of affordable housing, you just might enjoy our website. So come on over. It's affordablehousingtips.com. Check us out. Leave us feedback on our contact page. Listen to past episodes and get your free report, 7 Ways to Save Thousands of Dollars Each Year on Housing, when you sign up for your free e-newsletter.
That's a great answer to talking about 2019 for local, but what about the national market? Do you have any thoughts on that? On,
how I don't really dabble too much in that, but I did, I did do a little research, and most people are saying that we have a booming stock market, the economy is strong, they don't foresee a recession nationwide. I think home sales are up, 5.5% to almost 6%. So it's kind of reflective of our, our little Humboldt microcosm. So I think on the national level, I did pull up some, I did have a website as well, which I'll try to screen share with you. Just maybe some helpful little graphs here. Let's see here. Okay, Mark, can you see my website here that I've got?
Housing market 2019-2020, sure.
So there's a website called gordcollins.com, gordcollins.com. And so they thought, new home sales are good. And they said that prices are up about 5.9%. That makes it 91 straight months for advances. The median home price in the United States rose to $272,100. And so you can see Humboldt in California is a lot more than the national average as far as median home prices. But compared to the rest of California, our county, the median home price for all of California is more like in the $650 to $660 range.
Good grief.
So our home price is actually pretty cheap as California goes, but you came from San Diego,
sure.
Bay Area, LA, all those home prices are a lot more than what ours are up here. So we actually see people selling, their multi-million-dollar houses up there and then relocating up here where it's, less congested and nice air, nice climate. Not so much lately, but every once in a while I get people from, down Hollywood, LA, or wanting to just kind of escape the congestion of the big cities. And come up.
Oh yeah. Well, that's our story, as you know.
So you can see kind of what I said, the median home price, 272, sales, 5.38 million is what it was in September 2019. This is the National Association of Realtors giving us this information. So I belong to both the California Association of Realtors and the National Association of Realtors. This little chart is, it's September, you know, it's close enough to where we're at right now, but it just kind of shows, I'll give you a link to that later, but yeah, I would say right now it's a healthy market, both locally and nationally. And, that's reflective of really good interest rates.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you, Don. That leads us to what is probably a $64 question in a way, which is the predictions and for next year. And you said something a few minutes ago that about what did you say, that the economy is likely to someone you were talking about said they didn't see a recession in the near future. I dare say there is a lot of different opinions on that very topic. There's a lot of speculation as to whether or not Trump is going to be. The theory is that if the economy holds up, Trump will probably get reelected. And if not, he may not. So I guess there's quite a bit of guesswork. So really, all of this is leading to where are home prices likely to go in 2020? And it strikes me as a fairly complicated question with all of the undercurrents and the questions about the economy and you know, the overheated stock market. And you just said it yourself, prices have gone up, what, 91 months in a row?
Yeah.
I mean, is that unheard of? It sounds amazing to me. I mean,
I mean, on one hand, I wish housing prices were more affordable, because I see a lot of local people, and I think that the statistic is right now, like about 30% of our population can afford to buy a house.
Yeah.
And so, to me, it's kind of sad when people can't afford our local area that grew up here and just want to go someplace where it's more affordable. And, unfortunately, California is just like that. I don't think you can really move to any place else and expect to get a bargain. I think everything just keeps on going up and up in California. I don't have a crystal ball, but I mean, even before Trump was in office, the market was still, you know, somewhat healthy under different administrations.
Sure.
You know, he takes a lot of credit for the economy, and whether, you know, he's doing the right things or not. I can say it's been a good market for us the last 3 years, but even beyond that, it was a good market. But prices are definitely going up, and I don't really see. Actually, Charles did say there might be a little bit of a correction in 2020, but whether the market will bottom out, I kind of doubt that. I don't really see that happening unless some unforeseen event happened that caused things to shake up quite a bit.
Yeah.
That Gord Collins site, which I won't pull it up again, but he said all the talk of a housing market crash or recession seems outlandish right now. Employment is super and the stock market is booming. Housing sales and prices rose again in September, according to NAR, although they declined a little from August. And he also added first-time home buyers in September jumped into the fray, buying 14% of all the homes sold. So,
wow.
You know, I guess take it with a grain of salt. Different websites will probably have different opinions.
Sure, sure. You can find anything you want. So really, just to crystallize it, I guess, the question that we have is, what is your forecast for real estate in Humboldt County for 2020? I mean, you've kind of answered that already, but just to to kind of summarize it.
I think prices are still going to go up. You know, there's a lot of new construction happening, and the builders can't keep up with demand. You know, you've got the subdivisions out in McKinleyville that were Miller Farms had homes, and you know, they're popping those out, and there's a waiting list. I mean, the contractors don't even have to drop their prices because there's multiple people wanting to get in a new construction. So really, I just kind of, you know, looking at the charts that I've showed you, you've just kind of seen this upward tick, gradual upward tick. It's pretty high right now. I mean, that one chart that I pulled up that was the median average, which I'll share with us again. I think I lost you there, Mark.
Oh yeah.
Are you there? You're on my Zoom meet. Oh, yeah, you are. Okay, so I'm going to share my desktop again. So that one chart. Was here. Maybe I already pulled it up and it's open somewhere. Here we go. Okay, Mark. Okay. So pulling up this chart, like before this spike where we're at right now in October, you know, 327.9, the highest was back in like 05, 06, like when I told you I bought my last house was the high. That was actually a little bit higher than where we're at right now, but hopefully it won't go down again, but we'll see.
Yeah. I guess you're right. None of us knows for sure. And same question. Oh yeah. The other question I've got here is, what factors do you think will influence the local market next year? You have any thoughts on that?
Ultimately, you know, I think the thing that really affects either the growth or the non-growth in real estate is just the interest rate that you're given to work with as far as buying. So as long as the interest rates stay, you know, 4% or less than that, I think people are going to want to jump in, because if you do the math and you look at renting versus buying, you're not really paying a whole lot more for, you know, buying a house that you're going to have equity in versus renting, which, you know, renting has its value and so forth. But I think ultimately everybody wants to be a homeowner and have that, you know, as part of their portfolio or just their peace of mind as an investment. So we'll probably talk about lenders a little bit later in this conversation, but I would say that's the biggest driving factor is interest rates being affordable for consumers. And right now they are, and they have been that way for the last few years.
Okay. And that probably applies pretty much anywhere, but the only final piece on this question is that, do you have a take on the national market for next year? And again, you've kind of referred to that already, but just a...
Yeah. I'd probably just have to echo that same sentiment, is that the national market will probably continue to grow as well, as long as the interest rates are attractive.
It's all about the money. I guess that's kind of one of the central forces in our lives, for better or for worse.
Yeah, I'm not a big stock market guy. I don't invest in stocks, but I do see that there's some correlation between stocks and real estate. But I think a lot of people kind of like investing in real estate because, you know, it's tangible. And if the stock market was to completely bottom out, at least you'd have a place to actually physically live if that happened.
Okay, that was part one of our interview with Don Chin, a real estate broker here in Eureka. If you'd like to contact Don, his email is realtordon@suddenlink.net, or you can call him at 707-499-4900. 4446. Part two of this interview will be on the KZZH Affordable Housing Tips radio show soon. For links referenced in the show, as well as video of the interview, you can go to affordablehousingtips.com and click on radio/video. The video will also be shown on Access Humboldt's Community Access TV channels. Thank you for listening to the Affordable Housing Tips radio show. This show has been brought to you by Access Humboldt on KZZH 96.7 FM in beautiful Humboldt County, California. Our bumper music is called Soul and Mind by Ease Jammy Jams. For free resources on how to save money on housing, be sure to check us out at affordablehousingtips.com. Listen to past episodes and get your free bonus report, 7 Ways to Save Thousands of Dollars Each Year on Housing. Again, thanks for listening. This is Mark Lynn, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Affordable Housing Tips radio show.